Okay, I need a, we were just in an executive session, so I need a motion to adjourn the executive session. Motion and second to adjourn the executive. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay, the first item on our agenda is going to be, I believe, to review items on the council meeting this evening. So if you want to grab your packets, we'll hit this fairly quickly. Anything page one, page two, into a major general plan amendments.
I have an update I would like to share with you, Council.
All right, please.
First of all, you have some revised documents. They're highlighted with yellow in front of you. One is the original map and resolution. The other is a revised map after some discussions and subsequent to the Planning and Zoning Board hearing. That revision would take out the area south of Williams Field Road down to the Williams Gateway Freeway east of Chrisman Road, so that area would remain light industrial instead of the requested initial medium density residential. Should Council choose to accept this revision, I would suggest that you referenced the revised resolution and revised date of the map, which is 12/18. We also have a revised project narrative which referenced some changes to Ellsworth Road. So with those revisions, staff is providing a form of a recommendation should you choose to accept it.
Okay, so revised narrative, revised map, which is a copy of one I have, and
yes,
we can show that upstairs to make sure everyone's clear on what action we're taking, because some of this is a little bit of a moving target.
And Mayor, if I can just remind you, under the statute, it requires a two-thirds vote, which would be five affirmative votes to pass.
Okay. And then also the narrative on Ellsworth. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that it? All right. Okay, anything else on that item? All right, anything else on page two? Page three? Given the liquor license applications, page four. And ordinances. Tom?
I thought on page three, item five, that we had deleted that. It's still on the agenda, isn't that?
Continue.
Yeah, it was
continue
five.
To January 8th. Was that deleted?
I didn't know how long there was some discussion about it.
It's probably going to take more than January 8th, so we could delete it if you wanted to.
I think we had it just continued because we had it posted already. So to avoid having to repost, we were going to continue to a date certain. We can certainly change that from the 8th to the 22nd or whatever the next
least,
council meeting
yeah.
is.
Okay. I think we'd rather get something that makes more sense so that people can lock in on a date instead of having it change every time in case they want to show up or something.
You know, Mayor, Council, I think just out of, for sake of that point alone, let's delete it, and then we'll come back when we're ready and go through the right postings and hear, notices we need to give and bring it back to that.
Okay,
point.
So
that way we can make sure it's right and won't be have that deadline.
All right, so 5A and 5B then would be deleted. All right. Okay, it's page three, page four. Contracts continued on page five and six. 7J was deleted. It's on consent for deletion at this point. You think it's all right? Page seven. All right, Rex.
Just going back to page six on 8A, I still didn't get an answer. I understood on the inspection fees for a halfway house. Use permits, this chart that we have here doesn't, it looks like the $50 fee is taken off. I don't see where it's reassessed, unless it's a high risk occupancy. Our new fire inspection. I can get that upstairs there. I just need an answer on that. So.
Cliff, you want to handle that one later? All right. Okay. All right. If you still have some questions on it, we'll remove it upstairs then. All right. That's page six, page seven. Yep.
Mayor, on 9B and 9C, to the best of my knowledge, we haven't received a response back regarding the development agreement. We provided that to the developer, I believe, late Friday, and as of this afternoon, they had not yet responded, was my information.
Which numbers?
I'm sorry, what item?
9D and 9E.
9D and Stonebridge Project.
Okay, I was probably referring to Stonebridge and 10F, probably. I guess 9B, C, and 10F are all part of the Stonebridge agreement. We've submitted a, what we think is a final draft that we're comfortable with Friday. We haven't heard a response yet, but that being said, I don't know if Paul's here, but we're comfortable with it.
Okay, what, let me make sure, which item are you addressing now?
Actually, the development agreement was tied to 9B, 9C, and then also 10F.
10F, okay.
For Stonebridge. And I was just talking with Paul Dugas, we have a final draft, there are some very minor issues, so we feel very comfortable moving forward at this point in time.
All right, and the approval would include those in it, or do we need to?
No, the development agreement will come back as a separate item that will be adopted by resolution, but we were trying to make sure that the development agreements, that we got this close to completion before these first cases came through.
Okay. All right, anybody uncomfortable with that at this point? Rex?
So our surety is they can't build until development agreement is signed, so giving the zoning and the general zoning today and the, is, doesn't do them any good if they don't sign the development agreement, is that correct?
There are still quite a ways from actually building, we don't have a lot of the final detail that's come through, they're still in the process as far as subdivision, technical review, that kind of thing. So these are just the first steps, you're absolutely right, they're not ready to be out there breaking ground at this point.
Okay, so there's some surety that they'll do exactly what they said they would do, because the development agreement, without being signed, they can't do what they would need to do.
That's correct, most of the emphasis in the.
We need that development agreement more than.
That's true. Mr. Gilbert has reminded me that they need the development agreement more than the city does. Basically, what it does, it allows a lot more flexibility in specialty features and signature items there that they will need to have approved prior to actually installing those specialty features. So that's really the goal of the development agreement, to allow those kinds of things.
There's no danger in approving what we're doing tonight, we're going to get exactly what everyone's agreed to.
No, sir, I don't think there's any danger.
I don't know if it's correct to say there isn't any danger, they will have zoning, so they will have the ability and the right to build according to the zoning. They will not necessarily have the right or the ability to build what is required in the development agreement in terms of the city being more flexible. So they will have the right to build according to the zoning that is being passed by the council tonight. They will not necessarily have the ability to build exactly what their project calls for at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, the minor plan amendments are on consent, but the zoning case is not, so you still, all right. Okay, all right, that would take us page seven, page eight, page nine.
9G is my conflict now.
9G?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's note that Councilmember Whalen has a conflict on 9G, and declare that upstairs. 9F is off, I think Tom pulled that one, that's had the bus shelters.
Right.
All right, okay, that put us over on page 10, and 10D is a little bit linked with 4A and 4B, as we've just noted.
10D is my conflict.
Okay, that's, I just have it written in the wrong spot then, that's 10F is the Stonebridge. All right, Vice Mayor?
Can we get an update on 10F, where things are?
I'd love to give you an update, I didn't know we were on that page, so I apologize. On 10F, that would be Stonebridge Mountain Development Master Plan and the associated plats. The
ordinances that have been introduced to date. One would be the recommendation by Planning and Zoning Board. There were some changes subsequent to that discussion and to that recommendation, and that would be reflected in the first ordinance that's on your agenda, I. Some of the changes were to the conceptual zoning districts and location of the school and church. I think it's important to know that the school and the church can go in any district, but in response to some concerns by neighbors, in response to some concerns about the location of the school has been relocated internal to the site, and that's reflected through the ordinance I, which was just recently introduced on December 4th. These cannot be on consent for the reason of having two ordinances, and we wouldn't want you to have a non-transparent government where you might be making decisions on an ordinance to be approved without the public hearing. So therefore, it's a public hearing.
There have been a number of meetings since this was introduced. We've all gotten tons of emails, and you know, maybe I should be looking to my right and asking Councilmember Griswold, you know, where things are right now.
Let's do that, Rex.
The last meeting I was at, it's between the two neighborhoods in the south that were most affected by traffic on McClellan and Ellsworth going into school. The big issues were 86th Street closed with an emergency gate only. That's included in this document, I believe.
Yes.
And that 90th would be right next to Ellsworth, and it would not be a cut through because it'd be easier to go to Ellsworth than going down McClellan. That was important. And the school would be interior with houses behind it, so people wouldn't not be dropping elementary kids off on McClellan and having them walk through someone's backyard to get to the school. I think those are the major points. I think they were all settled. I think the neighborhoods did a good job representing themselves and get something better from their plan than they started with, and I think it's probably a good plan for everyone.
I think also important regarding the 86th Street, if I could add on to that, Council and Mr. Griswold, the 86th Street is not a right-of-way shown on the plan. It is an easement, and so there would not be any dedication there. There would be two crash gates to ensure that there would not be the cut-through of a street through to McClellan from the interior of the DMP.
Thank you.
Okay, that's on page 10. Let's go to page 11. Mike, you've got a conflict on 10H.
Correct.
All right. Page 12, get into subdivision plats, and then page 13. Any items that anyone wanted to address? Okay, let's go back to the study session items. Number two is discuss and provide direction to the city clerk to insert footnotes in the Mesa City Charter.
Move approval.
Mayor and Council, there are two sections in the Mesa City Charter that are heavily impacted by the state statute, a big change in state statute regarding when cities and towns can hold their elections. For cities and towns such as Mesa that has at least 175,000 persons or more, it requires that we hold our candidate elections in the September-November election cycle. As you know, our current charter refers to our elections being in the spring. So we are impacted. Our 2008 election that would typically have been held in March is now required by statute to be held in September, and a runoff if necessary in November. That is our impact to Section 701A in our charter. We do have in our charter a current footnote based on a state statute changed in 1996 that required that all cities and towns hold their elections in four specific dates. But the new statute referred to the candidate elections for those large cities such as Mesa actually hold candidate elections in September, November. Any other election will have to be held in those four dates spelled out in the ARS 16-204. Another section impacted by the new statute is in Section 201. It has to do with the term of office. If you are one of the lucky cities being the size of Mesa, it also says you can hold your election in September and November, but your new council cannot take office until the second Tuesday in January following the year of the election. Therefore, the City of Mesa election will be held in September 9th, 2008. The new council would take office in January of 2009. I am asking that footnotes be placed in the charter, since there'll be many individuals looking at the charter to determine when we're holding our elections. So on page 2 of my council report, it refers to my recommended footnotes. An alternative to my footnotes certainly could be to change the language or merely just refer to the statute. My footnotes are a summary of all the provisions in that statute. So hopefully I did a fairly good job at outlining the new statute requirements.
Now, from a practical standpoint, it just doesn't work with our current council meetings on a Monday. The first Monday in January of 2009 is the 5th. There's a Martin Luther King holiday, so the regular meeting would probably be on January 20th, and Tom and I want to get out of office before that, I know for sure, maybe others. So that would make the 13th, a Tuesday the 13th would be the day for the new people to take office unless we wanted to postpone it till a regular meeting, because it says on or after the 2nd. So are you seeing it the same way, that because the legislature say we want you to do it on Tuesday, that we have to have a special meeting to swear people in on Tuesday, or how does that work?
The legislature takes office on the second Monday in January. So I think when the legislature took a look at this statute, they probably just closely aligned their date and picked the Tuesday versus the Monday, since it's when they take office.
So just supposing that a legislator might want to not have to resign to run for a local office, this would allow them to be in the right cycle? Is that what you're maybe alluding to?
I can't honestly say, Mayor, what their intention is, but it does not, I agree with you, it doesn't align with our regular election dates, and I assume we could call a special election.
All right, so I'm asking the city clerk, in your opinion then, when would the new council and mayor take office in 2009? What would be that date?
If we were to not hold a special council meeting, the date would then, my understanding, would have to be the 20th, because it's saying on or after the second Tuesday in January. But perhaps we could call a special council meeting.
I'm not sure if I was elected mayor, I'd want to hang around for an extra week and a half just because we didn't have a special meeting and they're already elected. And I'm thinking that probably what you do is you have a special council meeting and swear the people in and get it over with. But I think I'd like to kind of maybe footnote it and make that public and known at, 2 years out before anybody running, so they kind of know what the expectation is. Personally, that's what I would suggest the council look at, but I don't know, I believe that would work, and we could footnote it and put it in the footnote that that's when they'll take office, is that Tuesday, and a special council meeting will have to be convened for the purposes of swearing them in and doing that. Is that,
we could, I don't think that has to be included in the charter footnote, Mayor. We could do that in a memo with the intent of the council, or we could include that in the charter footnote if that's the desire of council.
Let's get some discussion on that. Vice Mayor.
I would think that not only in this instance, but in every instance, it would be valuable, particularly if somebody were, if they were thinking about resigning to run, because that would, when that meeting is, if they were resigning to run for mayor, if they were a sitting council member and decided to resign to run for mayor, the date that they would be sworn in, or the new mayor would be sworn in, would also trigger when that resignation would have to occur, wouldn't it?
It's
or when a candidate committee could be formed. I mean, there are some implications, I think, going backwards.
That's correct. On the other hand, the state statute does not say that the council has to call a special council meeting to swear them in and to have them take office. The council can choose to do that.
So if we wanted to do it, and I'll just stretch this a little bit, on or after, if we wanted to continue and not do it till June 1st.
I would think that would not be consistent with the intent of the statute.
I felt that was probably the case. But, all right, Tom?
I think we ought to just adopt the two footnotes that are set forth in the council report and then make a decision on an ad hoc basis each year as to when we're going to actually have this. But I agree that we ought to do it on that Tuesday, but I don't think that needs to be in the footnote in order to align the state law with our charter. That's all that we're doing today is we're trying to align our charter with our state law. And the footnote does that, and then we can decide whether or not to hold a special council meeting or not. I don't see any reason to put that in a footnote.
Okay. Could we go ahead and make the decision to do the special council meeting now so those people and existing sitting members know when their term is up?
Well, I'm not sure that it's agendized.
All right.
For that.
That may be true.
Yeah, we should bring that back, Mayor, we could have a separate
discussion. Unless we include it in the footnote.
Okay.
If we include it in the footnote, then it's agendized for right. that.
And if we go till the 20th, then the resign to run, the year, or I'd like some clarification on people running for office, when they need to resign, when they can do exploratory committees, so we get something clear on that, especially with this change and what the dates are. On this date, you can't do it before that date, or you can. So I think it ties back into this finally establishing when the new elected people will be sworn in.
Mayor, I think the city attorney is already looking or already working on that particular memo. But going back to the special council meeting, I agree, would probably be advantageous to just place the footnotes in the charter. But we will be certainly providing lots of information on our website, candidate packets. Our office puts out a lot of information, so when we get that specific special council meeting date, we'll make every effort to get that into the information.
And I think we just have to make sure it's on the agenda and come up with that date so people know, too.
Correct.
Mike. Just along those same lines, it would be, what is your last year also? Is it the date of 1 year prior, or the date you leave office? So is it January of 2007 is your last year, or is it September when the election is held? That's another, who knows? Right.
Calendar year or fiscal or elected year. And now it's a little confusing with this transition, too. In case you're not following, the legislature, through an act of trying to streamline some election process, took everybody that had a community of above 175,000 and extended our terms for 6 months. No input from this council on that extension, but that's what happened. So now we're dealing with the ramifications of that extended term. So some of us, last time our terms were extended, personally I was in the U.S. Army at that time, but didn't like it then either. So. Vice Mayor,
are you looking for a motion, Mayor, or Barb? Were you wanting to also discuss the general obligation election thing, because that would be the same issue? You just want a footnote in there,
right?
So you can take a motion with the entire thing.
Yes.
I would move, Mayor, that we go ahead with the recommendation that we add these footnotes to the city charter.
Second.
All right. Motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Item number three, here reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Any updates from council? All right, let's go on to scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to remind council, those in the Transportation Committee, there is a Transportation Committee meeting on December 20th at 5:30 p.m. Here at the lower level. We do have a study session this week, December 21st. Study session at 7:30 in the morning, and we will not have a study session on December 28th. Our first study session in the new year will be January 4th. Thank you.
Okay. Tom?
Are we not already also scheduled for a meeting of the ad hoc meeting of committees?
The ad hoc committee on committees?
Right.
Is that yes, the ad hoc committee on committees is meeting at 4 p.m. before the Transportation Committee.
On Wednesday.
Okay. Any other committees or meetings? All right. Do we have any requests to speak under pre-schedule?
We have none, Mayor.
All right. Then the study session is adjourned. We'll reconvene upstairs.